my friends. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Sorry about that. Trying to iron out these technical difficulties. It's one of those things. You're listening, of course, to Frankly Speaking Radio, but you know that because of the technical difficulties. I don't know why it is. You know, when we did the mornings, obviously we had a little time prior to it to kind of play and try to get the whole thing ironed out, but sort of a rush job here in the evenings. But, you know, man, he's working on it as he always does, and I'm sure he's going to get it all patched up and get it working together. So you're listening, of course, as I mentioned, Frankly Speaking Radio. I am your host, Frank Whalen. Glad you're here. It's Wednesday evening, January 24th, 2007, and about 1 minute past 11 p.m. here in the Central Time Zone. It's a series of some really nice days here in Northwest Arkansas, and the thing I've noticed is that everybody who has been feeling sick that I talk with tends to be feeling better, so we've got a respite from this. Like I said, clear blue skies, didn't see any chemtrails, so, you know, again, call me crazy. And he wouldn't be the first when I see the chemtrails and then see illness result, and then I don't see the chemtrails and people start feeling better. Well, you know, it's just deduction. Maybe not accurate deduction, maybe simplistic deduction, but deduction nevertheless. All righty. It's, as we head into the end of January, I think it's very noteworthy looking ahead. Obviously, some big things coming down the line. Of course, Iran is due to celebrate their nuclear victory, which I presume would be some sort of nuclear announcement, although celebrating a nuclear victory doesn't sound very good, does it? It makes you think of explosions and fireworks and things of that nature, but I don't know how that's going to go. It would appear, obviously, that that would be some sort of concern to the world, and I believe that Iran only has approximately 30 days left in order to comply with this most recent UN resolution, which happened somewhere in the end of December, which means, in essence, that they'll probably ignore yet another one. So this thing is geared to go. It's going to happen, this war with Iran, and it's unfortunate. I mean, it's nothing anybody wants. But it's in the cards. It's on the agenda, and I really think that it is going to occur. So in the next 30 days, I imagine things will get sticky, and that includes, of course, the remainder of this month. So pay close attention to what is happening out there in the world around you. And, of course, sometimes it's hard to observe the inner and outer workings of foreign intrigue and diplomacy and policy, but when you're just not feeling good, when things are just not looking right, or when you've got some pressing issue bearing down on you that deserves and should have your undivided attention for a time. We're going to talk a little bit about that tonight. Our guest joining us in about an hour is a guy by the name of Tom Berryhill. I've known Tom for years now. The guy is just—he is an absolute genius when it comes to electronics and engineering. The guy can really build, fix, or accomplish just about anything. In addition to that, Tom lives in Missouri, and Missouri has been hit repeatedly with a lot of really, really bad weather, and they have suffered a lot of power outages and things like that. So Tom is going to help educate us, I should say, on ways to contend with bad weather as far as making sure that your house is able to withstand the burden of the power grid going down, you know, hopefully for only a short time. But still, in bad weather, times of extreme heat or extreme cold, obviously that's a concern too, because all of a sudden, you know, your life might be in danger just from the cold or just from the heat. So it's a good thing to know how to prepare yourself for these types of things. And so Tom is just a plethora of a variety of information, which we'll cover it all tonight. But I think it should be a very good sort of self-help program for all of us. And I'm looking forward to it very much. Preparedness is something I'm very interested in. Stay with us, my friends. We're back in about 3 minutes with more Frankly Speaking Radio.
Your life demands long-lasting power for everything. If you want to find the best battery selection at the best prices, then BatteryStation.com is the place for you. Find common or hard-to-find batteries for practically everything, from computer backup units and camcorders to cell phones and wheelchairs. Go to BatteryStation.com for all your battery supply needs. At BatteryStation.com, you'll also discover high-tech LED tactical flashlights for every task, from trusted names like Surefire, Tektite, Gerber, Pelican, and more. BatteryStation.com offers lights for featuring super bright, super tough, long life LED technology. At BatteryStation.com, you'll find tough, crush-proof, waterproof, airtight, hard cases of all sizes from Pelican, Otter, and S3 Extreme. Visit them today, BatteryStation.com. It's all one word, BatteryStation.com. Or call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. Your source for batteries and accessories at very low prices. BatteryStation.com.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits. No increase to your monthly mortgage payments. No refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Glad you're here. You are listening, of course, to Frankly Speaking Radio. I am your host, Frank Whalen. Glad to have you with us. And, you know, obviously, I think that we've got talk show hosts here on the network who are all over the place. As far as I know, I'm the only one in Arkansas, and I love it here. We had a health fair down here, a natural health fair. It was really fantastic. And we had a lot of guests that have been on the morning show program come out here. And people came from all over, and they got to visit us here in Northwest Arkansas, which I just absolutely adore living here. A lot of people have obviously come to recognize why when they came to visit. And, you know, as I talk about it, and I've lived all over the place, I certainly appreciate this area. And I was very excited that one of our sponsors on this program is Howard Creek Resort. And with us is the owner of Howard Creek Resort, Paul Swanson. Paul, welcome to the show, my friend.
Hey, Frank. Good to be here.
Yeah, well, thanks for making some time for us this evening, and I apologize. We're doing this initial segment on the phone as we try to overcome some technical difficulties, but hopefully we will be able to iron that out. So tell us a little bit about what led you to come here to Arkansas.
I could approach that from many different directions, I guess, but
yeah.
One of the things I guess I would have to say is one word, NAFTA. Because I did used to be a electronics engineer working in a factory, And it closed, worked there for 10 years. It closed up and moved to Mexico.
Wow.
And so I ended up, I was doing some contract work and knew that that wasn't going to last a long time, so I started looking for another business, searching on the internet, and happened to come across some resorts for sale that I remembered the type of resorts from when I was a kid, but didn't really know that they were still around.
Yeah.
And so I thought, geez, that sounds real neat.
Mm-hmm.
Talked to my wife, and we came down to Arkansas and looked at a few places and decided that's what we want to do.
Well, I could certainly relate to that. When I got married, a few years ago, just, not too long, my wife and I actually spent our honeymoon at one of these resorts, and I love them. We try to go and visit a lot of the state parks and all that stuff, because Arkansas has so much to offer as far as the scenery and everything. And one thing you probably have come across as well is that people here are pretty plugged into what's going on and extraordinarily friendly. So, it really makes for a great environment, not just to live and to raise a family, but also to live and operate and to visit, I imagine.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That's wonderful. Well, I like what you guys are doing there. Tell us a little bit about the resort and what you guys have to offer for people maybe planning, ahead for hopefully a summer vacation. It's one of those things where, what you guys do is all year round. So this is something someone could just at the drop of a hat this weekend maybe plan a trip out to see you guys at Howard Creek Resort, or perhaps in the more distant future, maybe they want to take the kids and go and spend a weekend out away from the big city, perhaps.
Yep, that's good. We kind of feel our setup is really ideal for small family reunions.
Mm.
And also for, we have a lot of groups of friends that get together every year. And, you show up at the resort. Everybody gets together at the resort once a year or maybe even twice a year. Even for larger reunions, we've got resorts. There's actually four resorts right here.
Oh, okay.
In the Short area.
Mm-hmm.
And we work together quite a bit.
Oh, that's great.
That if we're filled up, we'll pass on to the next resort. And that's really where we got a lot of our initial business.
Oh, that's great.
From the other resorts.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, that's good that there's not some cutthroat, crazy competition. But, you mentioned it was NAFTA that led you out here and led you to pursue something new and different, that's the kind of thing. For so long, people in this country have had sort of their legs knocked out from underneath them, and they've had to go and find ways to be resourceful and innovative and start new, start fresh somewhere else. And that's exactly what you did. So, fantastic.
Yeah. Yep.
So you've got the cabins there. I like to camp, but in the wintertime, I'm definitely a cabin guy, so I can relate to that. But these things look fantastic, and you got the floor plans and whatnot. It's all on the website, folks. You can go check it out for yourself, howardcreek.com.
Mm-hmm.
So tell us a little bit about the setups that you have there.
Yeah, the cabins are all we call them housekeeping units, because they have stove, refrigerator, microwave oven. We've even got the plates and silverware and so forth with them. We've got three two-bedroom units that we've got. The bed arrangements vary from one to the next of those.
Mm-hmm.
One of them fits. We say maximum occupancy for that one is 9 people, and that's really talking about a family group with the two are going to sleep in the larger beds.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Looks like a great setup, that's for sure. Well, obviously, being right there on Bull Shoals Lake, you have a great opportunity for those who like to fish.
Oh, yeah. Yep, and during the summer, it's not so much fishing as it is skiing, wakeboarding.
Oh, okay.
That type of stuff.
That's wonderful. So lots of water type activities. And do you guys rent boats and things like that for people?
We have a pontoon boat, and then we do have some small fishing boats that we actually rent the motor that comes with the small fishing boats.
Oh, okay. I gotcha.
That's the way that works.
Yeah, well, that seems to make sense.
And then there's also marinas close by that they will rent the jet skis. And,
okay. Well, it's a beautiful area. I can attest to that. I absolutely love it here. It, you know, the other thing, too, is that, you know, because we are here in the Ozarks and whatnot, there's lots of great mountain ranges. And people who like to go hiking or, you know, caving, which I love to do that as well, not really super intense guy who likes to go in caves. I don't have all the gear or anything, but I do like to walk through them. I like to explore them. I like to go and see these things. They amaze me. I'm a big fan of being outdoors, and certainly at these resorts, and I've not been out there to check out what you guys have, but it looks amazing, and it looks like really just the ideal setting for a good time to get away from things. Radio is a peculiar business. Yeah, and I'm sure, you know, you've listened to enough of it, you know how it goes, Paul, but, you know, it's such a weird place to be in a business that you never really get away from. You know what I mean? It's like you're trying to pay attention to the news. You hear snippets here and there. Somebody calls you up and tells you to check this out. You get emails from here and there. And so even when you're not working, you're kind of in work mode. And one of the things that works for me is kind of get away. And I don't mean just, you know, leave the house for a couple hours. I mean, actually go somewhere for the weekend, spend some time, be outdoors, and just not think about this stuff so much, you know. And we're out there. We're fighting for the truth, all of us are. We're all pushing to get some changes done to make this world a better place for the generations to come. But what I tell the listeners all the time is that, you know, even a soldier on the front lines gets to go and, you know, rest periodically. So we have to do that. We have to go and take time and get away and connect with the things and the people that make us want to fight this fight, that make us want to be involved in this stuff, that make us trying to institute these changes. You know, everybody's very angry about all of the losses of liberty and the changes that have come, certainly over the last few years. And I always tell them, if you're upset by that, that means that you like some things about the way things are now. So take time to appreciate those things. And for right now, hey, we can still travel in this country. Yes, you may need a passport to get back into America if you go to Canada or Mexico or the Bahamas and things like that, but you can still drive across the state line to Arkansas. You know what I mean? This is a good time and a good reason to appreciate the things that we have.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and you don't have to have a lot of money to appreciate the things in Arkansas either.
Well said.
Because like you said, it's a natural state, and that's what the real attraction is here.
Yeah, it really is. It's fantastic. We had some people come down for the health fair last summer, I guess it was, and every one of them really just said, I can't believe. It's like a nice little place you've got here, just nestled in the mountains, and, you know, it's got a little bit of everything. You know, everything that a big city would have to offer except for, you know, smog, traffic, things like that. You know, we don't have much of that here.
Right.
But yep. The rest of it, I mean, it's absolutely beautiful, and it isn't ruined yet. And it's what led me here. Well, you know, I firmly believe I was led here by God for a variety of different reasons, but certainly it's what's kept me here. You know, I've lived all over the country, and I've never lived in a place like Arkansas. I do truly, really love it here. And obviously you do too, or you wouldn't have decided to settle down here and pursue
it. Here.
That's wonderful.
Yeah, I should have said that we had traveled through Arkansas before.
Oh, okay. Yeah, there's nothing like it, yeah. Hey, I'll tell you what, Paul, we're up to a break here. I'm sorry to interrupt. Folks, we're back in 3 minutes with our good friend Paul Swanson out at Howard Creek Resort. Of course, these guys are part of the reason why this show is possible, so we certainly appreciate them. We ask you to consider taking that trip out there, and who knows, maybe I'll see you there. Stay with us. We're right back.
Hi, this is Steve Shank with Fearless Radio and RBN, your only source for solutions to problems of troubled times. Do you realize that 3 years ago, the JMS Food Group warned people that there would come a time when if you didn't grow it yourself or you already had it stored, you wouldn't dare eat it? Wait a minute. E. coli on our spinach and lettuce? That's our food you're talking about. You know where E. coli comes from? Feces, black water. In short, poop. We have to decide quickly to get all the food we're going to need. It's obvious that contamination can leave us hungry even before food shortages shut us down. For help ordering your food supply and protection from dishonest suppliers, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. On the phone, 800-409-5633.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
And came across, we were We were listening to Robbie Noel on... clear back... I can't even remember what the name of the station was, but mm-hmm. he was on.
Wow. That's great. Oh, wonderful stuff. Yeah, it's amazing when you start looking at... you know, all the things that have to line up for people to start hearing the truth and coming across it, and there you go, you know, it's stumbling across it.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It's amazing. Well, I'll tell you what, my friend, obviously you guys are open all year round, I believe, correct?
Yes, we are.
Fantastic. And again, folks, for those who maybe want to visit in what could possibly be inclement weather, 9 fully equipped individual housekeeping cabins and really just a perfect, perfect spot, a deck overlooking the lake. Boats you can rent, and of course you can swim, you can fish, you can just play and explore. It's really a perfect way to get a feel for what Arkansas is all about, and obviously you're within very, very close proximity to a great many things, including of course Branson and just up in that whole area. There's a whole slew of caves you can explore and hiking trails and things like that. You guys really have it all there, and it's fantastic. Mm-hmm. Would you like to give out the contact information?
Well, it's the website is howardcreek.com.
Okay.
If you want to call us, it's... Oh.
I have it right here.
Oh,
actually.
Okay, let me see. Okay, I got it. It's 877-253-7690, and that is a toll-free number.
Yeah. Wonderful. And do you guys have camping there as well? If somebody doesn't want to rent the cabin, do you have space to camp or anything like that?
We don't have camping on our property, but there is a state park nearby that have camping.
Wonderful.
Yeah. There's a lot of small family-owned resorts right in this area.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. I think it's important that, and you know, the station I'm on here, up in Northwest Arkansas, Paul, you know, we're locally owned. You know, it's a family business. The guy owns a couple of stations, and you know, he's been offered to be bought out by, you know, the giant corporations, the radio conglomerates, many times, and he has not accepted their offer. And I'm certainly very pleased about that. But you know, what this highlights is exactly what your situation highlights, and that is that the people need to support the mom and pop businesses. They need to support the local hometown flavor of things. Because otherwise, if the powers that be had their way, this would be a nation of conformity, where every town would have the same restaurants, the same shops, the same decor on the walls, the same style of doing things, and places like yours would be overdeveloped, and it would really lose a lot of what makes Arkansas Arkansas, and I think you guys have it all there, so. It's going to be fantastic. Well, I mentioned this to you, and I mentioned it to the listeners. Hopefully, at some point, we'll be able to come out there and visit, maybe even do a show from Howard Creek Resort. I think that'd be a lot of fun.
Yeah, we'd love to have you out here.
It would be great. It would be absolutely great. I'm so jazzed when we have people like yourself here in Arkansas. It makes me feel that coming here was definitely the right decision. That people are wonderful around here. So. I really appreciate you and appreciate all you guys are doing. And folks, I urge you to go and consider Howard Creek Resort for your next vacation, even if it's just a weekend getaway. You just need to get out of town. You need to go and breathe some fresh air, some chemtrail-free air. And I would urge you to consider Howard Creek. It's www.howardcreek.com. And again, the phone number, 877-253-7690. Well, Paul, I really appreciate your time tonight, and I hope that we'll be talking again very soon.
You bet.
All right. Take care, my friend. God bless you. There you go, folks. We certainly such a big fan of this type of stuff. I think this is what makes America work. It's what has made America great. It's what will keep us strong, and that is, of course, people striking out on their own to say, you know what, I'm going to start my life over on my terms, and I think that's exactly what Paul has done. And I applaud him for that. And folks, obviously I've babbled us to the break. I apologize. We'll be right back in about 3 minutes with more Frankly Speaking Radio.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Obviously, something serious is going on, politically, economically, geologically, and environmentally. And how you prepare for those changes will determine your well-being in the very near future. Now, whether you're preparing for your family, your business, or your country, the Survival Center has the knowledge and experience to assist you in those decisions. Survival Center is America's premier supplier of family preparedness, health, and survival supplies with over 33 years of continuous operation. Now, you can start preparing with just knowledge, and that's why the Survival Center is offering a book. It's called Basic Preparedness, and it's just $19.95 plus shipping and handling. And it'll teach you about the four basics of survival: food, water, medical, and shelter. And when you order that book, you'll also get a free Survival Center catalog. Contact us today so we can help you prepare for whatever comes your way. Call us toll-free at 1-800-321-2900 or online at www.survivalcenter.com.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Welcome back, my friends. It's Wednesday night. You're listening to Frankly Speaking Radio. I am your host, Frank Whalen. Glad you're here, and I apologize again for the technical problems we are having. It's a bit of a distraction, and it's frustrating for me as well, so I apologize, because, again, nobody likes sitting with a phone up to their ear for hours and hours, although I do ask the guests to do that on a regular basis, don't I? Well, anyway, that having been said, Certainly appreciate Paul and the gang down there at Howard Creek. Fantastic place. You know, my father was in the Army, in the military. We traveled all around the country, obviously, as I was growing up. And, you know, I got to really love that. I love to go to new places and see new things and really just experience life in other areas of the country. And it was interesting because as I made moves from north to south and east to west, I mean, you never quite know what you're going to find out there. I mean, I guess now, as I'm older, it's one thing, but when you're a kid, you don't quite know. And, of course, you got friends telling you, oh, they don't have plumbing down south. You guys are in for a big surprise, eh? You know, stuff like that. So I've lived probably about half my life up north and half down south, and I've lived all over the place. And then, of course, once I was out on my own, of course, I went away to college and then got into broadcasting. So it's a silly, silly thing. You know, I picked a career field that requires a lot of moving as well. But I'm quite content to stay here in Arkansas. And I know all of you are probably partial to various places that you've lived. And there's some kind of draw there. I don't know what it is. And, of course, you know, they say you can't ever go back. And I think there's something to that as well. You know, when you move out, or you haven't been somewhere in a while, you go back to see the house you grew up in, and you'll say, hey, you know, I remember it looking so much bigger when I lived there. Yeah, well, aside from the fact that you've grown, obviously your mind has a way of dealing with certain things, and it remembers things in certain fashions, but it's a bizarre, bizarre thing. So anyway, moving on, as we have our midweek edition here of the show, I'm very excited to talk to our guest, who we'll have him on in about 20 minutes or so. So if you guys would like to interact with us, feel free to do so. Of course, our phone number is 800-313-9443, toll-free and worldwide, 1-800-313-9443. And I'd like to welcome those listening on shortwave at 3.215. I'd like to welcome those listening online at www.rbnlive.com. And, of course, all of our AM and FM affiliates around the country, around the world. Welcome, all of you. So, our website, and I've told you this before, I believe, franklyspeakingradio.com. Lots of great information there on guests, past and present. Lots of great news, and also just sort of categories of news. Some things maybe that you had come across and said, well, you know, I don't really see this or I don't really see that. One of the things we tried to do here on the show is what I like to call news forecasting, and that is taking news stories. And I'll probably do this someday next week, maybe, or the week after. We've had a lot of guests that I'm trying to get here for you guys to sort of be introduced to, but I love the news. It's one of my obsessions, is to try to apply discernment to some of the lies that come out of the mainstream media. And what we do is we take a series of news stories, all of which are publicly accessible. There's no secret sources here, folks. I need you, okay, to be able to see the same things I'm seeing. And then to see if maybe you come up with a different picture. It's like watching clouds, shapes in the clouds. People see things a little bit differently. And when I read from the stories, of course, I will be reading you excerpts of the story, and then I'll be interjecting my own opinions on various aspects of that story. But you'll see patterns everywhere once you start to look for them. And there are a significant number of patterns out there. And things that we're looking for, of course, is watching this whole situation with Iran develop. That one is quite noteworthy in the Middle East. Just in general, just a big old mess. And the whole bird flu making a resurgence and health issues, obviously a passion of mine, but also the weather and a great many other things. So, you know, as these things develop, I think it is important to look at them. And we've talked about this, I think, our first week on the air, about all the sort of prophetic things that are coming out, indicating that something big is coming around the corner. So whether you get your information from extraterrestrials or Nostradamus or scripture or psychics or whatever, I think everybody seems to be in agreement that this is a very, very significant time. And I think people are feeling it and feeling sometimes the weight, the overwhelming weight on their shoulders. And it changes things. It changes how people perceive things. It changes how people react to things. And a lot of times it's sometimes the reopening of old wounds, perhaps. But the good news is you know, these are just momentary periods, these calamities, I guess, and they do pass, and it's a good thing. It's just a matter of of having faith, I think. But that's just me. You guys are all entitled to have faith in whatever it is that you believe. And I've said this before, too, and we're a lot of us, as we talk, as we get to know each other a little bit, my theories, my opinions on things are probably going to differ from yours in a great many things, a great many areas. That's okay. I don't mind that we disagree, as long as we're allowed to disagree, because I like to think that the majority of the opinions that I've come up with, through a lot of blood, sweat, and tears. So I feel pretty good about it. But I walk in the store every night with the ability to have almost every one of my belief structures completely knocked down and rebuilt in a different fashion. And there's a reason for that, because I do think that you have to have that kind of open-mindedness to approach things maybe from new angles. The other thing, too, is as I read into a lot of these things, I realize that the majority of my guests who've been on the show have all contributed something to my overall picture of the world, the way it is, the way it was, the way it will be, well, any of that. And for me to be sitting here in the driver's seat, I suppose you could call it, I call it the creaking chair, for me to sit here and to hear all these things and read all these books and talk with all these people and talk with all of you, you know, I get different pieces of the picture. So my take on things is somewhat of an amalgamation of different experiences and research and roads that people have put me on and said, hey, drive around for a while and see what you see. And it's really worked out well. So in that regard, it has been a wonderful opportunity for me. The other thing, too, is I like to be able to see the connections and the connectivity of things. If you, and it ties in with the looking for patterns in the news stories. If you hear somebody and they might be talking about, I don't know, a weird experience that they have or something, you start taking a look at the underlying things. You know, what is it about that story that makes it significant? How does it tie in? How does it fit into the whole grand scheme of things? One of the things I've discovered is that there's nothing here on this planet, or even in all of human experience, that isn't here for a purpose. You know, there's something to everything. Even the biggest lie has some truth in it. And when you look at some of the stories and myths and fables and legends and whatnot, whatever the case may be, people will discover that there's an element of truth in there. And I think that's what we have to do, is seek out those truths, seek out them wherever they may lead us. And I think that that's when you start realizing that this whole world is a web of interconnectedness. Everything connects to something. Everything ties into something else. Even if on the surface, it doesn't appear to. And that's what I think our job here is, to try to sort all this out and find our own understandings. But anyway, the pursuit of truth, the pursuit of information is a long, hard walk, and every one of us is on it, and every one of us is at different stages. Sometimes we're ahead, sometimes we're behind, but we're all on it. And that is common ground, and common ground is a perfect place to have these conversations. And that's what I enjoy. 800-313-9443. Let's go to Larry in Illinois. Larry, welcome to the program.
Hey, Frank.
Yes, sir.
I just wanted to mention...
Please do.
That even though you're on a telephone...
Yes.
You sound really good.
Wow, thank you.
And when you compare... I listen to a station in Illinois called KIRS, which is a small station, and sometimes the hosts call in to the other hosts.
Uh-huh.
None of them sound as good as you on the phone.
Wow.
As you sound.
Well, thank you very much. This is just a crappy little, probably a Walmart phone, given that I live in Arkansas, though I can't attest for its age. I think it might be older than I am, but I do appreciate that. You know, it's still something I feel the need to apologize for, because I want you guys to hear the most professional style of broadcast available. And
well, you I know it's frustrating for you, but you sound good. I wanted to mention, with this new time of yours.
Yes, sir.
I used to listen to Ricky Adams. I still do listen to Ricky Adams, and then my wife who gets up before I do, would turn you on at 6 o'clock.
Oh, okay.
All right, now, with you following Rick Adams, I've had to resort to sleeping pills to get to sleep at 1 o'clock in the morning. All right. So, good show. Love listening to it.
Well, I really appreciate it. It means the world to me, sir.
You're welcome. Sincere.
Thank you. Very, very kind. Wow. You know, you guys have been such an incredible audience, and I do enjoy this new time change. I was resistant to change. I always have been. I'm a stubborn person. And I think that you know, when you look at how the world sort of has shaped itself around you and the experiences that we've all had, you start to look back and you start to see your own patterns. And you said, you know what? I remember wishing and praying and pleading that this wouldn't have happened, or that this could continue to happen, whatever it is, and things just kind of go that way. And then you look back on it and say, wow, you know, this is pretty darn cool, or I'm glad that things have worked out in this fashion. I do enjoy being here on the nights, and I think one of our callers and a great friend of mine, Drew from Arkansas, had called in and actually said, you know, these nighttime listeners are fantastic, and he's right. You guys are really above and beyond. Not to say anything about the morning audience, it's just that nighttime is for listening. Morning is for, you know, beginning your day. So this is a great thing, and I do truly, truly, truly enjoy it. I didn't set out to be a broadcaster with my career. I stumbled across it in college, did it for a little while, ran into some trouble, you might say, with the old Federal Communications Commission, my good friends over there. Hello, guys. Thanks for listening. And learned some valuable lessons along the way. Then, of course, fired. Fell back into radio at a later date, fired again. Fell back into radio at a later date, fired again. And it just went on and on and on. So, with the exception of Republic Broadcasting and my current station that I'm on here in Northwest Arkansas, I have been fired from every radio job I've ever had thus far. So, when I say I've been doing broadcasting for 14 years, that is the truth. It has not been 14 years straight, I will tell you that. So, it's interesting because, like I said, this is not the path I would have chosen for myself, but I do feel that this is something I'm supposed to be doing. I don't know why. It certainly wouldn't be my first choice, but, you know, interacting with you guys has certainly made it quite enjoyable for me on many, many different levels, because I do like to know what you see, how you're seeing it, and maybe how things are shaping up where you are. So, you know, it's always great to get phone calls, especially the complimentary ones. Although, I will say this, for the record, I do not take a compliment very well. It makes me uncomfortable. And I don't know why that is. I suppose it's when you're doing broadcasting that tends to skew away from what is normally done. You get a lot of flack from it. And we don't censor calls. We don't screen calls. The only thing that Manny will ask you when you call in is what your name is and where you're calling from. And that's mostly so we can keep track of the phone calls, because otherwise we could just go line one, line two, and so on and so forth. So in that regard, I welcome all calls. And it's not necessarily something that, somebody has to agree with me or just be a yes man. I don't like that. I like people who think for themselves and come to their own opinions, because I think then your opinions are more valuable. But you guys have been so welcoming to me here on the night time, and I really appreciate that. It's really made the transition to be one of extraordinary ease. I appreciate that. So, anyway, getting back to this whole thing about the media, most people realize this at some level, and most people have experienced it at some level. The media is completely controlled, and our society is like that. And there's a reason it's like that. That perpetuates the myth. That perpetuates the problem. That perpetuates the control mechanisms. People are kept busy. People are kept distracted. And for the most part, they try to take us out of the fight in that fashion. And whether they're distracting us with more hours at work, more responsibility, more schoolwork, more extracurricular activities that eat up your time, an unhealthy situation, maybe you're experiencing some problems, and that's going to sideline you. Maybe, again, more immediate personal issues that require your total focus for the time. But that's what it's all about. So what little we get, and think about it, the conventional American, this is probably what they do. They get up, maybe eat something, maybe shower, depending on what their day-to-day activities are. Turn on the TV. Maybe take a glance at the newspaper. Just a glance. So for the newspaper, they're getting headlines for the most part. And if a headline catches their eye, maybe they'll read a portion of the article. On the news, everything's condensed into tiny little sound bites, 30 seconds, a minute, whatever the case may be, maybe a clip here or there, some disturbing images or whatever it is that they can keep your attention with. And then just perhaps, as you're watching the TV, your mind starts to ask a question like, wait a minute here, didn't he just say, bam, they're onto something else. Why is that? Well, there is a reason, of course. What you've got here is this instant gratification society, this fast food culture that we live in. And it's not just about the fast food itself, it's about the mentality, okay? And the mentality is that we're always on the go. We always have some place to get to, something to do. And the point is that when you can finally sit down and relax, and this is not us per se, but the average person, when you can finally sit down and relax, you want that six-pack of beer. You want Monday Night Football. You want something to take your mind off the nonstop deluge of problems that life inevitably will bring. But here's the thing, folks. You can get past this. You can sort of master this setup that is out there. And hopefully we'll get more time to talk about it. Stay with us. We're back in 3 minutes.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Your life demands long-lasting power for everything. If you want to find the best battery selection at the best prices, then BatteryStation.com is the place for you. Find common or hard-to-find batteries for practically everything, from computer backup units and camcorders to cell phones and wheelchairs. Go to BatteryStation.com for all your battery supply needs. At BatteryStation.com, you'll also discover high-tech LED tactical flashlights for every task, from trusted names like Surefire, Tektite, Gerber, Pelican, and more. BatteryStation.com offers lights featuring super bright, super tough, long-life LED technology. At BatteryStation.com, you'll find tough, crush-proof, waterproof, airtight, hard cases of all sizes from Pelican, Otter, and S3 Extreme. Visit them today, BatteryStation.com. It's all one word, BatteryStation.com. Or call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. Your source for batteries and accessories at very low prices. BatteryStation.com.
Attention, attention everyone. A brand new invention just released. It's called WristEase, the new patented portable ergonomic wrist support. WristEase comforts your wrists from the sometimes painful tasks of typing, writing, using a mouse or adding machine. Unlike most conventional wrist pads that are either attached to a mouse pad or lay flat in front of your keyboard, WristEase is totally portable and ideal for laptop users and technicians who are constantly on the go. WristEase is perfect for children doing homework or playing video games. WristEase provides the proper comfort and support for all ages and provides comfort for victims of carpal tunnel syndrome and other repetitive injuries. You can order WristEase now at WristEase.com. That's WristEase, WristEase, WristEase.com. Once again, that's WristEase, WristEase.com.
Welcome back. Glad you're here, folks. Tail end of our first hour already as we approach Thursday morning. We're glad you're with us here on Frankly Speaking Radio. So I was just discussing sort of my my take on the world. I think, as I said, that this whole thing is geared for distraction. Every time you might start down a road, bam, something happens, something distracts you, something makes you look away. And we've been conditioned to acknowledge these distractions. We've been conditioned to make them a part of our day-to-day existence. Like I said, a fast food culture, fast food nation, that we're at, where we get our food served up in 2 minutes or less. We get our pizzas in 30 minutes or less. The food is at the grocery store in the express lane, 9 items only. We get our news in 30-second sound bites. What is the problem here? Well, the problem, of course, is that everything is given to you in such a manner. It's much like the difference between scarfing down a giant meal in 2 minutes versus eating it over the span of maybe a couple hours with friends and family. It settles with you differently. It changes you. Well, given radio, when you sit down here, and again, if you've never done it before, you'd have to experience it to know what I'm talking about. It's a little different for me because Manny takes care of a lot of things, but even here in the studio, of course, I've got the board in front of me and headphones and the microphone, of course, when they're working, and I've got commercials to play and spots to run and different things like that, legal identification for this local station I'm on here, and a great many other things, of course. Lots of things to handle. So I like to consider myself to be to have functional attention deficit hyperactive disorder, whatever it is, ADD or ADHD. Now, I don't say that in jest, and if anybody is suffering from that really legitimately and severely, I apologize. I'm not saying that. I'm saying that, there's so much going on, it's required to be able to have your focus to be able to be spread out on several different things at once and do several things at once. And I think that's kind of how we have to approach the world. I think as the world has shifted, as the world has found another way to deceive us, another way to lull us into submission or into sleep, I suppose, as a lot of us are seeing people that are still just virtually walking dead, we have to be able to do a couple of things here. We have to be able to look at our immediate situation. We have to be able to look a little bit past our own feet, to our general area. But we also have to step back and look at the whole big picture all at once. So I equate it to running a marathon. When you're running the marathon, maybe you're preparing for it, right? And you're training, and you're running and practicing and all that stuff. You're thinking about the race. What are you thinking about in the race? You're thinking about the finish line. You're thinking about finishing the race. You're not thinking about starting it. Then the race day comes around. You start running, and you're thinking about the finish line. As you get maybe a little ways into the race, you're not thinking about the finish line. You're thinking about the right now, okay? And maybe during the course of the race, maybe they had a parade or something and there's some horse poo in the road. So you're trying to be cognizant of that and try not to step in that. Well, it just goes to show you that your attention focuses in that fashion. But if you have the capacity to think about the finish line, think about the goal, think about what you're driving towards, what you're striving to achieve, at the same time being aware of where you are in the world, what your place is and what you can do, and what you can avoid, that's the recipe for understanding the world. That's the recipe for success, and that's the recipe for endurance, perseverance, and prosperity. So anyway, just sort of my little diatribe on the planet, if you will. But I think that one way we can kind of refocus is to go ahead and take some personal time and really spend time just by yourself, not with a distraction, not with a TV, just thinking deep thoughts, and you'll be amazed at the insights that come around. And certainly, of course, as we conclude this first hour, a big thank you to our friends down at Howard Creek Resort. They're doing some great things, folks, and we certainly hope that you consider them and let them know that you appreciate that they're sponsoring this hour here, Frankly Speaking Radio. They can be reached, of course, at www.howardcreek.com and on the phone, toll-free at 877-253-7690. Please stay with us. We're back with hour number two after this brief station identification.
Can we talk?
Can we talk?
Can